this. Hey, this is the East Nashville Yacht Club podcast. My name is Cullen Cole. I'm sitting here with my main man, the mayor of Madison, Richard Lips.
How are you doing this lovely evening?
Hey, doing well, man. How about you?
All sitting on the rainbow.
That sounds so much better.
Sounds so much better than it did.
I don't know what happened, but it sounds so much better.
It sounds way better.
Sorry about that. Hey, we got a special guest tonight.
How are you doing this? Wait, yeah, who?
We do, man. Hey.
I messed that all up.
Man, we've been kicking with our boy, you know, for the last 30 minutes. And he's been having to wait us out. But let's welcome to the show, Mr. AJ Gray.
How y'all doing today?
Hey, good, man. How about you?
You still got that white man mustache.
I do. So it doesn't, so me starting the show over doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't at all. Like, can you, like pull it off? Because it looks like Velcro low key.
It does kind of look Velcro-ish. It does look Velcro-ish. I've never had facial hair. I don't do facial hair. And I don't know. I don't do it. I don't know what it is, like, about it. I kind
of. Here's the thing about it that's throwing me off, because, like, you ain't got much of a top lip.
It's covering it. So I actually do have a top lip. It's covering it. You can't
just
tell.
Just because you have hair there don't mean it's covering the lip.
It is covering it.
I can see, like, the little, like, it's like a, like, it's like a paper cut.
No, it's. So I'm not that white. I'm not like white.
It is because, like, it's like, no. It's like a little sliver.
It's
like a
it's
sliver.
It's not a sliver.
Like,
no,
you have a sliver
have
of a lip.
No, I got a upper lip.
You got a bottom lip. You got a bottom lip.
I got an upper lip. No, I got an upper lip.
Your upper lip is small, man.
It is not that small.
It is very small.
I don't think so.
It's
good to meet you, AJ.
Nice to meet you too, man.
I really enjoy this conversation. All right, that'll be that for this episode.
Hell yeah.
Hey, seriously, because I haven't kept up with this whatsoever. What is the thing with P. Diddy? Y'all were just talking about that.
All right, man, so I just got on Twitter.
I have not followed this story whatsoever.
Okay, so this P. Diddy shit is went fucking 17 different ways from hell, and it's wild as fuck. All right, so, like, apparently this man be having, like, massive, like, Hollywood orgies, which everybody knew that.
Yeah.
And he was, like, having, like, his girls, like, shove, like, she was, like, trafficking pink cocaine through a pussy and shit.
Hmm.
And then, like,
so P. Diddy
was like, paying 50 Cent baby mama and, like, his girl.
So I saw, like, 50 Cent on Twitter say that I'm going to get my kid back from you and shit.
Yeah,
because, like,
you little sex worker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called her a little sex worker.
Yeah.
P. Diddy is the black Harvey Weinstein, basically.
Is that what's going on? And apparently, like, they're worried he's going to take the shit down with him.
P. Diddy is like Jeffrey Epstein, but a nigga.
Is that what it is? So it's even worse.
He's Paul Jepstein right
it's
now.
It's everything. Apparently, he ran.
Was
he
it Myers?
Everything.
It was boys, everything. Girls. Really? It was all of them.
How did he get caught?
First off, just like the R. Kelly shit. Because, nigga, we've been telling you that P. Diddy been on this weirdo shit for fucking years. Everybody been saying this shit since the 90s, that this nigga been weird. Just like we've been saying R. Kelly been weird since, like, 95.
R. Kelly was open.
This nigga married Aaliyah at 15 in 95. I wasn't even fucking born yet. Yeah. And how he just go to jail, like, 2 years ago. It don't make no fucking sense.
No, the crazy thing is he had a song called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Yes! Yeah. This nigga posted up on the fucking album cover with a bald-ass head and a 15-year-old girl. That shit was weird.
That's so weird. It's so weird to even think that song got... And it's a banger. It's a great song.
What the fuck?
But that got recorded and was a hit. It wasn't even like it was just... Like, he made a song.
Yeah, the label passed.
Niggas was singing that shit. Like, singing that shit with their full fucking chest. Knowing that this is a 15-year-old girl he's singing about, because she right beside him singing with him.
Well, and that's the thing. If a 15-year-old girl was telling me age ain't nothing but a number, no, it's more than that.
No, it's crazy.
It is more than that.
But
he got caught with the Zorro mask pissing on the bitch. Like, I'm Robert Kelly. Do you want to take my piss? It's like, yo. First, why are you wearing this fucking Zorro mask? That's not hiding shit.
Was he wearing a Zorro mask?
Yeah, dude, he was wearing a little fucking...
Yeah, he was wearing some kind of mask. He was in a couple of videos with that mask on.
The whole fucking... Like, yo, you can't even hide it. And this nigga... Have you ever watched some of his fits? Like, this nigga wore, like, a fucking Kangol New York fucking... That purple Kangol hat with the fucking belt buckle with the purple lips, bro, with the tongue sticking out of it. Yo, that shit, like, of course you did it. Just look at you.
He is, Yeah, yeah. But I mean, he did write Ignition.
That song don't even go like hard.
The remix. The remix.
No.
You don't like that song?
It's not that. It's that he had some fucking good shit like in 92.
Bump and Grind.
Fuck that. Sex Me Part 1 and 2.
I like Bump and Grind.
Sex Me, bro. Sex Me was a fucking bop. It just sucks that this nigga be peeing on bitches, man.
I know it.
Hey, well, that's well, even okay, that's not okay, the okay, worst not, thing he did. It's not the
peeing on bitches. He did it's the worse peeing on the underage that. Bitches.
Yeah, he, well, yeah.
That's fucked up.
Having them shit in buckets in a room and stuff like that.
All right, man. Yeah. I can't read no more. I didn't read that. After I saw the video of him pissing, I didn't read that shit.
Oh, that documentary is fucked up.
I didn't even watch it.
Crazy.
Nigga, the Boondocks told us this nigga was guilty.
Guilty.
He told us he was guilty.
Yeah. He wrote like the trap in the closet.
I do remember that, actually. I do remember that. He looks like the Hamburglar.
Yeah. Yes, bro. The fucking Zorro mask. That nigga is insane, man. Who the fuck wears a fucking Zorro mask?
With the headband.
With a headband.
Yo, this nigga would wear like crooked headbands with do-rags, bro. Like, I get it was 2004, but hell no, nah, nigga. Yeah. That's egregious, man.
That does remind me. Somebody said what the black groundhog is when you see a big dude with a towel on the shoulder. That's when,
yeah,
you know,
that's when you know it's springtime. The weather's, yeah. Yeah, he got the brown fucking sandals, feet ashy as hell.
Got a towel
on the shoulder with a wife beater underneath his fucking tall tee.
Gotta have a wife beater.
Yeah.
That's just another part of the underwear. Hey, listen, combination.
Man. I'm on a new kick this year.
What's up?
I'm only wearing black beaters.
That's
black
it.
Beaters. Black beaters and black forces. I don't mean low top black force. I'm wearing white force right now.
He's wearing white Air Force.
Like, I'm talking about the high top joints. Yeah. With the fucking strap at the front. Yeah, so you know I'm really I'm devious.
Those are sheen wires.
I'm nefarious right now.
Dude, I tried to hoop him some of those one time.
Nigga, you are sick.
Worst idea.
Ever. Aren't they like super stiff?
Stiff as hell.
Nigga, these are fucking bricks.
And they're heavy.
They're heavy as fuck. I squatted in these the other day, bro. My feet hurt so fucking bad.
Damn.
Bro, it's like squatting on fucking concrete.
I could see that. Yeah. That's all crazy. Those 90s shoes, though, none of them were really super comfortable.
Bro, like, it's crazy because, like, you think the pennies, they look so cool. Phone posits.
They're heavy.
Them motherfuckers is so fucking big. Like, why are you wearing two boom boxes on your fucking
I don't
feet?
See how Jordan played in his outside of he had some custom made for him.
Yeah.
But those motherfuckers suck.
Which one? Was it the Jordan 12s?
The 9s hurt like motherfucker.
The 12s felt like they were 5 pounds.
I know the 7s. I got a pair of Lanny 7s at the house, bro. Them motherfuckers feel like fucking trash cans on my feet.
Then I have the 9s, and like I even like started looking it up. I was like, it can't be just me, and everybody was saying, yeah, like that is the most uncomfortable, yeah, pair of Jordans that they've ever made.
Nah, I'm like, did y'all see the fucking microwave looking joints? The ones like a spaceship to fucking 15s, man. What the fuck was they thinking, bro? Yeah. Nigga, they had like, how do your shoes have a brim on it?
Man, they had the Jordan name, had everybody buying it. Said, man, we can sell anything. Like, got Jordan on it.
Oh no, these new
I wonder
ones,
who's buying the 30s. Like right now, no. I think they're on 38 or 39.
Dude, I
like,
remember seeing the 27s. It's just a bunch of fucking zippers. I didn't even see a Jordan sign on the bitch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know if somebody was wearing those right now. I wouldn't be like, oh, that's a like, pair of Jordans.
I would instantly call them like Team J's. Yeah, like, why the fuck you wearing them? Yeah.
Team J's.
Yo, like no, the Team J's. If I catch you in a pair of Team J's in like real life, there's something wrong with you, man.
To me, after about 14, we're done with Jordans.
Wait, what?
Well, like, oh, after 14, yeah, like, they stopped being Jordans.
Yeah, man.
He ran his course.
Yeah, for sure.
Once he stopped playing in them and he just started dropping shoes, I was like, yeah, bro, you gotta wrap it up.
Like, all that money, though, we can't get any better designs than that, though.
Like, bro.
Like, a lot, some of those too. Like
hold on
me,
hold on.
Like,
we see how he run the Charlotte Hornets. Hell no, nah, he ain't getting no fucking better designs. He ain't getting no better fucking players, nigga. You see what he did with the Bobcats?
I was gonna say the Bobcats.
Boy, that nigga drafted Kwame Brown.
No, that was the Wizards.
Oh well, yeah, because he was him.
He was on the team.
My bad. fucking Kwame Brown still sucked. Then this nigga drafted Michael
Kwame K. Brown might have been the biggest buffed in buffed. Not buffed. I said buffed, but biggest bust in NBA history.
I would say probably who's
Anthony Bennett, boy. That nigga didn't even look like a basketball player. He like a fucking left tackle.
What was Sean Bradley?
Sean Bradley wasn't bad, bro. He's just big, tall, and good. White.
He wasn't the number one pick.
I thought he was number
one. He's like number three.
Okay.
Sean Bradley wasn't bad.
What was the other one? Was it Michael Olowokandi or something like
that? Oh, in 99, Olowokandi. Yes. They drafted him over like Paul Pierce, Vince Carter. And this nigga was like, he didn't go to a big school. He went to like the Pacific.
Pacific, yes.
Yo, this nigga was ass cheeks, man.
But Bennett, he was trash too.
Bennett was god awful. I wanted him to be good, but like, that nigga ain't have no chance. I like UNLV.
You a Cleveland fan?
No, fuck no. I fucking hate the city of Cleveland.
So, if you want to see AJ wrestling in Cleveland, hold your breath.
It's crazy because
I don't think say AJ's a wrestler. Did we?
Yeah, I'm a wrestler, nigga.
We're gonna get to it.
Yeah.
Nah, first off, I actually wrestled so much in Cleveland. That's why I hate Cleveland. Have you ever been? That shit is like baby Detroit, Detroit fucking sucks.
I think it's like Baghdad with snow.
Dude, fucking.
There was this video that I can't find anymore on YouTube, but somebody made this terrible video of Cleveland talking about Cleveland rocks. It was like to the song of Cleveland rocks, and it said, "Man, we got payphones, we got side street benches, we got buildings, and everything looked like it was gray overcast."
I could see that.
I'm not lying.
That sounds accurate.
It actually, like, you know how like people. Like, go back to, like, 1960, you see a bunch of steel mills and shit, and it's, like, in that fucking monotone. That's what real life looks there. Like, yeah. I don't remember seeing a color in that entire
Cleveland, to
city.
Me, seems like a real nice Gary, Indiana.
Isn't yeah. even that nice?
Nah, it's not nice
It's
at
not
all.
Nice, so but Gary, Indiana is really not nice.
I just drove through Gary. Yeah. I know not to get out my goddamn car there.
It's bad.
And I had an uncle that lived in Cleveland. We went and visited probably 10 years ago. You talking about Nashville has potholes? Cleveland has the worst roads ever.
Well, he lives in Kentucky. Kentucky.
No, I don't live in no fucking Kentucky, nigga. Don't you ever disrespect me like that again. I live an hour down the road in Tennessee.
I thought you said Lexington.
Lexington, Tennessee, nigga.
Oh.
What?
Yes, Jackson.
There's a Lexington, Tennessee?
Yes, Jackson.
I didn't know that. I've lived here my whole life.
Well, you didn't read a map.
Did you know there was a Lexington, Tennessee?
Hey, new to me, too.
You know what I'm about? I'm going to buy both of y'all this. I'm going to buy both of y'all
when
a fucking roadmap.
When he said it was an hour away, I was like, really? He's driving fast.
Yo, why the fuck? That's like a three-hour drive to Lexington, Kentucky.
I was like, he's really.
I'm not the essential you grew up.
That's what I thought you were saying. Lexington, Kentucky.
Fuck some big blue, nigga. Fuck an Adolph Ruck. Yeah, the only reason I fucked with John Calipari is because he was in Memphis with Derrick Rose.
Wait, where's Lexington, Tennessee?
Nigga, it's right down the road. Go on 40, go west for about an hour and a half and you get there.
Is it a suburb of Jackson?
It's literally right beside Jackson. It's
okay.
His own city.
Okay. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Lexington. No clue.
Pay attention, read a book.
I guess.
Now you know.
Now I know. Now I know. Yeah, this whole time I was thinking it was in Kentucky.
Fuck no. I hate Kentucky worse than I hate Ohio, nigga.
That's why you went to Austin B.
Yeah, no shit.
That makes more sense now.
If I was in Kentucky, why the fuck would I come to Tennessee?
Austin B is pretty nice.
No, it's not.
Clarksville is not nice.
Clarksville is basically Kentucky.
It's pretty close.
It's right there, but listen.
Pretty close.
Clarksville act like Nashville with the army troops. And them niggas is crazy, boy. Them niggas ain't got no goddamn sense, man.
Getting married and buying a Mustang.
Fuck a Mustang. They done leveled up. They went to Camaros and the Hellcats, boy. Yeah.
They like those Dodge Challengers for sure.
That's a Hellcat.
But I say back home, they get in the trucks with the lifted kid on it.
Oh, that's white boys.
Yeah.
The Whitemans, they get the fucking, they get the big jacked up Ford F-250 with the...
That's your impersonation.
It is crazy, man. Those trucks, like even back then, this is 20 years ago, even back then, those trucks were $70,000. And they can't even be making more than 30. Like, and that's their first purchase. How many people are actually working with those things?
Not a single goddamn one.
Listen, man.
Here's the thing. Every person that actually worked with a truck, don't put no big jacked up ass lift kit on that bitch. Because you ain't got no goddamn power in the fucking truck.
No.
Like, I got a work truck back home. It's a 92 Ford Ranger. That motherfucker stick shift, and it's been running for longer than I've been living. Straight up. I ain't even 30. That motherfucker 30, and it's still kicking, boy.
You ain't got no lift kit on it.
Fuck no. It's a fucking Ford Ranger. The fuck am I going to Super Mario jump into a Ford fucking Ranger?
Is it a single cab?
You goddamn right it's a single cab.
Damn right. You damn right it's got,
the color of the seats is the color of that couch right there. With cigarette burns in them.
You still got a tape deck in it.
Nah, I changed that.
You changed that.
I changed that. You got to do something. It's that motherfucker. But
you got a touch screen in it.
You goddamn right I do.
In a 30-year-old truck.
Yeah. Don't let me run up on no money either. Boy, I'm gonna have the cleanest box Chevy this motherfucking town's ever seen.
I like box Chevys.
I'm built like a box Chevy.
I mean, I guess that's one way to describe you for sure. Yeah. Why don't you make that your nickname? Box Chevy, no, AJ
bro,
Gray.
No, bro. I feel like
AJ Box Chevy Gray.
Hell no.
When the Box Chevy comes in town.
Fuck no.
Three six mafia bumping.
Bro, hold on. Y'all know how Eddie Guerrero used to come out on the lowriders. This is why niggas never need to let me ever fucking see TV. I'm talking about I'm pulling up in a fucking donk, boy. Bumping past Detroit, nigga. Past Detroit to a
vice versa?
You goddamn right.
You damn
no,
right.
No. Champions. Okay. The one with the Goldberg shit in behind. Yeah.
He's got Goldberg on the song?
Nigga, Goldberg's music is the instrumental.
No shit.
Yes, bro.
I'd have to hear that. It's called Champions?
Yeah, Champions of Pastor Troy.
All right, I'm going to have to check that out. Yeah,
bro. It's Goldberg's instrumental. I'm going to come out with that, bitch. I'm going to have like Soulja Boy in the passenger seat.
Man. Yeah.
Soulja Boy. Just some ignorant motherfucker, man.
That makes I would do that too.
Like, don't give me nobody cool. Give me someone that don't make no fucking sense for him to be around me. That's always the best thing. Like, yo, why the fuck is AJ over here with like fucking Big X to plug?
What's that little dude that's always on? Oh shit!
Little dude that's always on
crack. Jay Cole.
Maybe possibly.
Other guy that had the radio show.
Beetlejuice.
Yes.
No. Get that little headed motherfucker away from me, boy.
You do look like a Jack Beetlejuice.
I will kill you. I will hang you from the 12th story fucking building by your dick. Don't do me like that.
I'll never say that again. Sorry. So you got a show coming up.
Yeah. Right across the street over Cobra. April 13th.
It's April 13th. I thought it was April 18th for some reason. So it's April 13th.
Motherfucking can't read. It's gonna be me versus you now, nigga. Don't talk about a motherfucking Beetlejuice. I'll show your ass Beetlejuice.
Hey, he's a state champion wrestler.
I got a state champion pistol.
And it doesn't miss.
Hey, I wear glasses for a reason.
So if y'all didn't know, AJ is a wrestler.
Pro wrestler. I be beating the shit out of niggas.
It's not a hobby. He makes too much money for it to be a hobby.
Yes.
And I spend too much goddamn time on this motherfucker doing this shit for a hobby.
You damn right.
This ain't no fucking book club.
So how long you been wrestling?
I think this is 10 years.
You've been wrestling for 10 years?
9, 10 years, something like that.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I'm 29.
That's a mileage.
Yeah, and?
I'm just saying. That's.
I got a long way to go.
Yeah, you do.
I move like a Honda Accord, boy. I don't ever stop.
Well, that doesn't sound as cool as Box Chevy.
Listen, man, Box Chevy does sound pretty cool. Like, this big Cadillac DeVille built nigga coming to the ring. We got the fucking El Dorado coming in this bitch.
I was about to say, AJ the Fleetwood.
This Oldsmobile built nigga. This nigga hit him like a Buick LeSabre.
Yeah. AJ hits harder than a wrinkle.
Hey, I do got a box Chevy. It's real, but I need to get it fixed.
Oh, man. So I got drunk one night and actually bid on a Buick. One of the Grand Nationals.
Oh, shit.
Those are badass, dude. Those are so, you know, badass.
What? I wish we could go back to the old style of Crown Vicks. Not the ones that look like the fucking Grand Marquises now.
Yeah, I'm
talking about the ones where it look like a racist cop getting out of.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I need them bitches back on the streets.
There was a guy at school that had one, and my mom was like, look at him. He got a nice car. He ain't got to put rims on or nothing. I was like, mama, he just trying to save up before he get rims on it. He had to buy it first. And then he gonna put rims on it.
Man, you ever notice when people started changing the cars to make them all look the same? The world really started going to shit. Because I noticed I've seen a GMC, a Dodge, and a Ford from like these past couple years. And all them motherfuckers look the same.
They all look the same.
The exact fucking same. Give me the fucking... Everything was better then. Man. Back when all the cars had its own style, the drugs were better, the beers were cheaper, mm-hmm. Everything was better, gas was cooler.
Doors were heavier than you. They were big ass doors.
Listen, man, the safety protocols on them motherfuckers was tremendous. You know why? You couldn't dent the bitch.
So the thing that was interesting on those cars too, what made it a luxury car wasn't all the perks and the technology.
It was the ashtrays.
It was how it could ride. If it rode, it was the
ashtrays.
Nice.
If you had ashtrays in your passenger doors, bro, that's when you knew you were living
passenger doors or in the back of the seat. They'd have the
I know in like them 78s, boy. It was in 78 Cadillacs. You flip over the little side. It had your own little personal cigarette lighter. You press that. I'm talking about the back seat. I'm not talking about the front. I'm talking about the side of the back seat.
Yeah, yeah. That was crazy to think, like, you would have four ashtrays. Like, each person.
Boy, they hot boxing cowboy smoking. Killers.
Everybody smoked.
Hot boxing cowboy killers is sick.
Man, dude, my dad had a
those velour seats, too. God damn. Fucking hot as a fucking those things.
Boy, that's why all them niggas look so goddamn old when they were 25.
Yes.
Look at a picture of Clyde Drexler at 25. This nigga old. Had a fucking U on his head, boy.
He looks real old.
Yeah, I remember the triangle windows that just slid out like that.
Yeah, yeah. just a corner.
Yeah. I don't need all the air. I just need just a little bit.
Just enough air.
It had a little thing where you just push it out.
That's all it was.
That's just ventilation. You ain't feeling shit. That's just getting the smoke out of there.
I'm not really hot, but it's stuffy inside.
That's like when you wear a hoodie but wear shorts at the same time.
Exactly.
Damn. So if you've been wrestling, back on topic, if you've been wrestling for 10 years and you played football at Austin Peay.
Yeah.
So were you wrestling in college?
No, it's like, all right, 2013, 2014, 2015, that's when I was in college. The end of 2015, well, I dropped out of school because I fucking hate school, because I hate authority, I hate everything. People tell me what to do. Shut the fuck up, leave me alone. I'm going to go lift weights. I won a national championship powerlifting meet in 2015.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like November. Like, it was actually my birthday, my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Boom, did that. Fucking 2 weeks later, I had my first wrestling match.
Damn.
Yeah.
Were you always into wrestling or somebody got you into it?
No, okay, so this is the way my life went. All right, so like, I'm like, damn. I want to do some cool shit in my life, nigga. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm a college football player. I ain't going to the fucking league. Fuck this shit. What else do I want to do? I always want to play point guard. Nah, I can't shoot no fucking basketball. I can't shoot no fucking basketball. I quit playing baseball. Damn, I was pretty good at baseball, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was hitting fucking dingers, boy. And I'm fast, and I'm black, so I played center field. I had a fucking rocket, too. I'm throwing like 86 and 15. Boy, I had a fucking gun. Them niggas just didn't want me to pitch because I was real inaccurate. I was like...
so which like, is crucial when
so
pitching.
So I pitched one game. And so I pitched, bro. First batter. Fastball to the head. Ding! He gets up. Get up, nigga. Shit. Get on the base. All right, so I'm like, all right, let me lock in. Struck out the next three. They said, never fucking again will we do this shit. Cause I was like Nolan Ryan, nigga. I was up there intimidating. I'm also like 180 pounds. I'm fucking jacked. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be playing baseball. I look like a football player playing baseball that throws way too fucking hard. So it didn't look right. I mean, I had the braids. I was wearing the fucking, I was wearing the little fucking sports cap underneath my hat.
Yeah.
I was wearing the big baggy ass, the Barry Bonds big baggy ass pants. I had a fucking arm sleeve, my jersey big as hell. It looked like David Ortiz pitching, nigga.
Oh, CC Sabathia up there.
No, I wasn't that fat. I wasn't that fat. I was not that fat. That's a big nigga.
The same size as Ortiz was.
That nigga towered over Ortiz like 6'1", right. Fat. CC Sabathia was like 6'8", fat as hell.
Was right. Sabathia really that tall?
Dude, Sabathia was huge. Huge, huge. That nigga was big. That's a big boy.
I didn't realize he was
looked,
that big.
He looked like Michael Orr.
He was big.
Yeah.
I mean, he was big.
Yo, look up the picture. Let me see.
Hey, speaking of, have you seen that dude from North Carolina State?
DJ Burns, nigga. Hey. Yes, boy. Big tubby boy out there fucking Duke up. Fuck Duke.
I can't believe where did NC State come from?
Who the fuck picked NC State to make the Final Four?
Dude, they were on this crazy run. Dude, I think they've won like eight, nine games in a row.
Yeah, because they won the ACC tournament, didn't they?
Yeah, they had to win five games.
They had to win the ACC tournament to get in.
To get in.
And now they're in the Final Four.
And then they just beat Duke. They just beat Duke earlier today. This shit don't make no goddamn sense.
Man, they're going to get murdered by Purdue, though.
By what? That big ass white boy?
Man, he gets every. After seeing that.
Zach Edney move like me when I'm drunk.
After seeing that game not today, fast. He's getting all the fucking calls. All of them. He's the first player since Pete Maravich to get 400 free throws.
Damn.
Tell me that ain't fucking nuts.
In a college season?
In a college season.
Boy, that don't make no fucking sense.
It makes no sense because nobody calls anything on him. Well, they call all the fouls on him.
Listen, man. You know what they're doing? He done took that NIL money and he just started paying them refs off.
They want Purdue versus NCAA wants Purdue versus UConn. That's all it is. Yeah.
So NCAA couldn't get that last year because Purdue got that ass waxed in the first round.
I tell you what was weird. So I didn't realize
who was it
to Purdue first round. I don't remember
last year. Old Dominion.
I think it was St. Peter's or something like that.
No, St. Peter's beat Kentucky
last year. I think it beat Tennessee.
St. Peter's beat Kentucky because Kentucky was number two. St. Peter's was 15. They ended up going to the Elite Eight or some shit like that. I think Purdue lost to Old Dominion.
Was it Old Dominion?
Yeah, they're at 16.
Man, I was going to lose my shit if it ended up being a Tennessee-Alabama final. God, that would have been fucking amazing.
Fuck Tennessee.
Amazing.
The University of Tennessee can kiss my black ass.
I don't like them.
Well, I hope not. No, actually, my very first college football game was at the University of Tennessee.
Was it really?
Yeah. So I'm out there. I'm like, wow, this is a big-ass stadium. It was Butch Jones' first game.
You picked a bad time.
Motherfucker came out to the field. He meets us at the 50-yard line. He said, y'all get the fuck off my field right now. I'm like,
as a recruit?
No. I played in that game. Oh. Butch Jones' first game he coached at the University of Tennessee against Austin Peay. Yes. Yeah, fuck him. I was so happy when he got fired.
He told y'all get the fuck off my field.
I said, fuck you. Eat my dick. And they beat us by like fucking 40, but still, he's a bitch.
Damn, that had to be weird as fuck to play in there.
Dude, it was crazy. Okay, so you know how you play NCAA games and the field starts shaking, you can't see the routes? That shit happened in real life on third down. I'm talking about, first off, I was on the sideline this time because I ain't getting no playing time my first two games. Third game, them niggas threw me in like with the ones. I'm like, what? I don't even know the fucking playbook, nigga. Y'all ain't giving me no reps. Why the fuck you got me in here? And I was playing with this other linebacker. This nigga ain't no shit either. So he asking me his job. I'm like, I don't fucking know. The fuck? It was against Chattanooga, actually.
Yeah.
At like eight tackles. They're like, hey, man, is this the most playing time you got all season? I said, yeah. Y'all watch the games.
I was about to say,
y'all watch the games. What do you mean?
You doing a sub,
nigga? It took me everything. It took me everything. My post game interviews not to say like, duh. I had a fucking solid 2 minutes of playing time from the first two games. It was like Vanderbilt and Tennessee got waxed by both of them. Fucking go to UT chat. We don't get waxed. We just get our ass beat.
Damn, so y'all played every school in Tennessee, damn near.
I think I actually
did. Y'all play University of Memphis?
The next year.
No shit.
I played Memphis, Vanderbilt, UT, Chattanooga. Only team is not ET, only team is ETSU. ETSU, and they didn't have a team at the time.
Damn.
Yeah.
Just traveling.
Every Division I football team in Tennessee beat us.
For a small kid from Lexington, Kentucky, that's a
I'm not from fucking Kentucky. God damn, boy.
God damn.
Did you play MTSU?
No, that's the only one. That's the only one.
Okay. No, you would. Y'all probably could have beat them.
No, the fuck we wouldn't have.
You don't think so?
Boy, I won one college football game.
That's it.
Nigga, we was hot ass.
Who was the coach they had that was
Kirby actually? Kirby fucking Cannon was our coach. First off, I committed under this nigga named Rick Christopher. He ended up coaching the tight ends for the Arizona Cardinals. So I committed under him.
Yeah.
He goes, takes the Cardinals job because I think it was Bruce Arians who was coaching over there. He takes that job. I said, oh, fuck. Shit. So it's like, we either get this coach from Navy. I'm like, okay, cool. That nigga, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I got to drive home. I was like, okay, we get this coach from Navy or like this nigga from Georgia Tech. We got the worst fucking option. We got this nigga. I looked at his fucking, he was like, he went to a Division II school. His only other head coaching job. He was like, fucking, best season was like 7-5. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I get there. He's talking about firing people.
Off the rip?
Talking about firing us.
Oh,
firing the college football players. We ain't got no fucking jobs. He's talking about firing us in fucking summer fucking practice. Boy, hey. We doing 2 days talking about getting fired and shit.
That's what you know is in business.
No, like, nigga, this nigga wasn't making no money either.
He knew it. He knew it. It was part of the game.
Boy, that nigga needed to be fired, boy. Who was that? Went 0-10. The next year, we won one game, Murray State. I said, fuck this shit. The next year after that, they won nothing. This nigga won one game in 3 years.
I'm surprised he lasted that long.
Who was the coach Austin Peay had that was a pretty good coach there for a little bit?
They had one, the one after him. He ended, I think he coaches at Charlotte now. I wish I would play than him. He seemed like he was a good guy.
They did have one that was pretty highly touted.
Okay, it was like, I can't remember his name. I can't. Satterfield. He's at Charlotte, I believe.
Okay.
And then after that, it was this nigga from Jacksonville State. And he fucking, that's when they first went to the playoffs for the first time.
Yeah.
And then, like, something happened to him. I don't know what the fuck he did. I've never seen someone have the best record in school history and get canned. So that nigga must have been doing some crazy shit. He did something bad
behind the scenes.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Don't give me the line on that one. The one we got now just went to UTEP. He fucking led him to the fucking playoffs. Scotty Walden. Mm-hmm. And now we got another decent coach. So, I'm glad them little niggas get to play good. Wish I could have.
Let's go pee.
Goodness.
Yeah, let's go pee.
I still can't believe that there was a WWE pay-per-view at Austin Peay.
Seriously?
Yeah, like a couple months ago.
It was
an
NXT
ago.
Show.
Yeah.
Bro, deadass, I was thinking that was a house show.
That's what I thought it was. I had no clue.
Who promoted that? Did y'all, you know?
WWE.
Like, I'm talking about, like, on Austin Peay's side. I don't know how they got a new stadium.
So they got a new basketball arena.
Yeah.
Wait, they do?
That's what that was. It was a brand new arena.
Like, they didn't renovate it, or they just made it?
They made a brand new one.
Oh, okay. Because when I was there, it was the Dunn Center. We had just rebuilt the football field.
Okay.
We had just rebuilt the football field. So, like, my first year, we had the shitty stadium. Like, the fucking boy, that motherfucker. No running, no warm water in that bitch. No, I'm talking about 5 a.m. You go and got to go to class and shit at 7. So you got to wake up at 5, go running shit in the middle of this fucking cold. You talk about you're freezing and shit. Had to run a fucking mile. Got a dickhead yelling at you, a bald bitch. And then go into the fucking, you think you want to take a hot shower before you can try to maybe grab some breakfast before you go to your 7 a.m. class. That motherfucking water was cold, nigga. I'm talking about, I was in hell.
You did not enjoy your time at Austin Peay.
Actually, I did. I did.
Did you?
I did. I can't even say I didn't. I did. But I really enjoyed it once we got that new stadium. We had hot fucking water, nigga.
That made all the difference.
Boy, I almost wanted to ride the bench next 2 years. Man, fuck that.
So you left after your second year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just fuck school.
Started wrestling.
So you started wrestling immediately after that,
relatively, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what, were you just wrestling around Tennessee?
At first, because I was originally, because UT Martin wanted me to come over there and play for them still.
Okay.
Because they offered me at a high school, and I was still in contact. I got back in contact with the coach. I was like, yeah, I was going to go to Duke Jackson State for a year. I was going to redshirt because I didn't redshirt my first year.
Yeah.
So I didn't redshirt. So since I didn't, I was going to redshirt in between the 2015 going to 2016 season. I was going to redshirt that year, then go to UT Martin 2016, 2017, 2017, 2018. Play those years. I didn't want to fucking do that. I figured out what free time was. I figured out what free fucking time was. I figured out what drinking.
You liked it.
Boy, I like to sit at home, sit on my big black ass and do fucking nothing. It was great. I didn't want to run. I wanted to lift weights because, nigga, clearly being big and strong is cool. Yeah. Being a little athletic fuck ain't that cool, man. I don't want to fucking flip. I don't want to run, nigga. I want to be intimidating. I want to be a force. I want to be built like a fucking tree trunk.
You're very damn close.
Yeah, I know.
You are right there. Yeah.
I'm built like a fucking Geodude.
So, what high school did you go to then? I'd never heard of it. I mean, is it like
high
a,
school? Like, literally.
It is Lexington High School.
It's a city high school.
Well, I just didn't know if, like, is this like a powerhouse football team that you played for?
We're decent in 4A. Like, my sophomore year of high school, like, fucking, what was it? We went to like state semifinals. Next year we were like 12. Next year was a bullshit. My junior year, that was some bullshit. We were undefeated regular season. First game of the playoffs, nigga, everybody started selling, boy. Everybody started selling. Fuck. I'm talking about niggas is out there acting ass, acting like we couldn't play no goddamn ball, bro. Oh, fuck you, Tinder.
You got some Tinder action?
Oh, dude, some fucking Tinder popped up on my phone. Taking my battery and shit, man. And I'm fucking Tinder sucks.
Tinderoties.
I've never. I was on it for 2 days.
You didn't like it?
No, I thought it was too awkward. I didn't care for it at all. I didn't care for online dating, period. And my son joked on me for it. So I was like, I'm not doing
that. Wait, how old are you?
I'm 42.
Damn, you old nigga.
Yep. He is too.
How old are you?
He's 42. Same.
Well, he holds his age better than you do.
I got a mustache. It's a mustache. It does, yeah, I'd look way younger without it. Seriously.
Totally different.
Yeah. I look way younger without it.
Listen, man, I've been telling you, just get rid of the motherfucker.
I probably need to.
Yeah,
I probably need to.
Hey, man, that Rays are calling your name.
I
don't think the Rays would help. Like, he need a whole, like.
A wax really strip. I know an esthetician. She need to get that wax.
Oh, God. Do you have to, like, wax your body and shit?
No, fuck no.
You don't do any of that?
Fuck no. I got them hairy ass armpits. Yeah, I'll put them hairy ass armpits on you while I put you in a headlock, nigga. Yeah, you going to smell this shit. You going to tap out, all right, bitch.
Oh, God. How many times you been in a match and somebody just smells like shit?
Man, some of these motherfuckers so goddamn nasty, nigga. I'm talking about.
I bet they didn't even shower for
it. I bet there has been some times where you're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yo, it's some of my friends, too. Nigga, I get into the locker room. I'm not even talking about fucking going to the ring. I say, what the fuck is that smell? And then he leave and the smell go away. And then when he walk back in, it come back. And I'm like, nigga, wash your ass, bro. But what smells worse than some of these wrestlers? These wrestling fans, nigga. When I say these shows, I know it smells crazy in there. You know when people say that? You look at a wrestling crowd, that's the first thing that pop in my mind. I know it smells crazy in that bitch. Cause it do. Like, cause some of these
Well, so you do some different type shows where it's not necessarily like a fairground crowd.
All right, so like some of the it's really like a lot of these no ring shows, them niggas be clean.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they be going to the bar. Cause these niggas, but these fans, like some of these like fucking fans, and like the fucking ultra uber fucking. Oh, I knew what Harley Race was doing in 1983. Them niggas don't wash their ass, bro. They don't shave their necks. They don't do nothing. These niggas ain't got no swag. These boys, I'm talking about. They wearing fucking big beat up ass New Balances and some big husky jeans with the big dog shirt with the fucking ketchup stains into this shit. Boy, they got fucking lint in their fucking beard, nigga. And like, these niggas have the most rotten fucking smell I ever heard. I mean, I've ever smelled. It smells so bad I can hear it. Like, I can't describe it. I can't describe how bad this smell is.
So what? That had to be a weird thing for you then, if you didn't follow wrestling and then to learn about wrestling fans. Because you're at the point now, you definitely have fans.
Yeah.
And so how weird is that?
And this is the crazy thing about it, man. And I know some of these niggas, they'd be like, yeah, AJ, you fucking, you've helped me so much, man, watching your matches. I'm like, thank you, bro. I just want to help you wash your motherfucking ass, nigga. No homo. Please take a fucking shower, bro.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Like, man, nigga, how do you smell this bad?
We found something you passionate about.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Yeah, we did. You're on a one-man crusade.
To make niggas wash their ass. Make America wash its ass again.
If somebody wasn't already the cleaner, that could be your nickname.
No, the fuck it wouldn't.
PSA.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna start throwing soaps at niggas.
Just beat
me. I'm gonna come to the show with 20 fucking, you know how niggas.
That would make a good deathmatch, you know, if you had like soap in a sock. Bars of soap in a sock.
Bro, you been to jail or something? What the fuck?
That is jail.
Right. No, like, no.
And yes,
I'm gonna start doing it like niggas do in the strip club where they be throwing ones. Boy, I'm gonna start throwing Dial soap in the crowd. I'm throwing the suds on you bitches.
AJ soap.
AJ Irish Spring Gray.
I'm gonna hit you with a super soaker, all right?
Super soaker.
A super soaker full of Dawn dishwashing fluid.
So, I mean, is that like a strange thing to just meeting wrestling fans and stuff? Like, do you know how to, like, have you learned how to react to that?
I have not, bro. All right, because, like, I've made a little bit of a name for myself. So, like, I'll just be like, I like to go to the bar after this show.
Yeah.
I like to divulge into nightlife. And by nightlife, I mean getting fucked up. I like to hang around.
So you're not trying to just answer a bunch of questions from somebody about wrestling and everything
like, else. All right, you don't have a meet and greet hour after
dude,
the show.
Yeah. Dude, my meet and greet should be with the bartender. And whoever I'm meeting that night, and I'm greeting you with a fucking fist bump, a key bump, and a fucking beer.
Yes.
But a lot of these wrestling fans, man, they don't turn that wrestling off if that's their personality. Like, wrestling's not my personality. Mm-hmm. I'm just a dumbass nigga.
There happens to wrestle.
Yeah, that happens to wrestle. I'm a man first, wrestle second. But these motherfuckers will come up to me and start, they see me talking to Shorty. Like, I'm trying to, what's good, man? What you doing? How you been? Like, ah, nice to meet you, Shawty. Blah, blah, yee, 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 yee. And they'll come up, AJ, man, dude, holy fuck. I remember seeing the first time I saw you. And with each word that comes out this motherfucker's mouth, man, I can see the Shorty get more and more annoyed that she can't fucking talk to me. And I'll be like,
she's slowly,
yeah, bro, thanks.
She's slowly backing
and
away.
She just, he's scaring the fucking hoes, man.
Now cop blocking out.
You were talking earlier about Effie. I bet Effie gets some weird fans. I bet Effie gets some fucking.
Bro, just look at that nigga Twitter, bro. Niggas be saying some wild shit to him, man.
He's funny as fuck on there.
Nah, bro. Women's wrestlers be getting the weirdest fuck.
I bet Allie Ketch gets some fucking creeps.
Nigga. If you are a woman and you wrestle, boy, I mean, I'd be friends with them.
I can't even imagine.
I'd be friends with them, boy. They be fucking. I will buy her used panties, man, with the tampon in them. Please DM me. Like, yo, nigga, relax, bro.
There's a few of them that have OnlyFans now, too.
Yeah.
One, there's a thing called muscle worship. Have you heard that? That's like, hey, a big fetish.
Hold on. Like, I've seen the muscle worship shit. I'm not down for it.
That's fucking weird.
Like, they be like, fucking, don't flex your bicep in my chin, bitch. I just like the way you look with your muscles. Please go work out. Take care of yourself. But mm-hmm. Damn, you not finna quad fucking squeeze my fucking head like a fucking watermelon,
yeah, shit
bro.
Like that.
Hell no.
Yeah, that muscle worship stuff is weird how they get like that. It's always some like super skinny little dude with jacked ass woman.
It's either super skinny little dude or like a super skinny little dude with like this 6'8" 350
monster
woman, yeah, who looked like a left tackle NFL, and she, bro, I was watching this one porno, bro,
looks like CeCe Sabathia,
yeah, built just like him, like literally
CeCe, this, by the way, is 6'6 300 pounds,
like, God, yo, no, nah, I was watching, it's like this, it's like this porno, so it was Pornhub, bro, yeah. And like I think the girl's name was like Helga. And like this little nigga like 5'4", 110 pounds, boy, she jumped up, pow, I'm just fucking Rikishi this nigga's chest, man. And she didn't do it once, man. I wouldn't even beat my meat. I just saw the video. I was like, this is kind of funny, bro. Let me watch it. She, for like the next 2 minutes, boy, she's fucking ass stomping this nigga. Like, damn. And she ain't fucking him. She doing this to his chest. And you're going, oh. And he ain't coming. This nigga really in pain, bro. I think he like broke like two fucking ribs.
Hey, man. So you talk about the chest thing. I've said this before. Do you do the slaps in the chest?
Well, I'd be tearing niggas' chests up.
Do you think, I think eventually that might end up killing somebody.
Oh, dude, you know what I'd be doing? Cause I,
you
I
know, just, I mean, like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Cause I, yeah, cause, yeah, you'd be all right, nigga.
But do you think that could ever possibly happen?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Has it ever happened, though?
No.
It hasn't happened, no.
Listen, man, you can die off a lot of things. You can get a paper cut and bleed
I
out.
I mean, they, some of these, like Gunther, he smacks dude, the right, fucking so, piss out of people.
It was like, when fans be coming up to me, asking me to chop them.
They ask you to chop them?
Yeah.
I bet that happens a lot, actually.
Bro, so like,
have you done any?
Boy, I like, bet. Like I hope you try to kill them.
There's a couple of them, man. So I believe in making you niggas believe in this shit. So if you ask me to chop you,
you're going to chop them.
I put your ass on the ground, bro. And there's like this one 300 pound nigga. He was like in the water, walking around. Yeah, I can take a chop. I can take a chop. I can take a chop. Everybody being nice with him. I said, all right. I was wearing like this fucking
You're pink. Not a little man either.
I was wearing this pink. I'm like 225 though.
Yeah.
So this fat ass nigga, boy, he just walking around just being a hefty, lardy, fat bitch in the bars. So I'm like, all right, cool. And all other wrestlers, they being nice to him. Like, yeah, you got it, bro. You got it, bro. So I walk over here, big disgruntled asshole. I roll my left sleeve up because I chop my left hand. I roll it right back right here. I put my forearm right across his fucking chest. And sent him flying 14 feet backwards as he rolled.
I mean, he can't be mad at you. He's walked up wanting it.
He asked for it.
And that's when you notice, like, some of these niggas around here don't be fucking playing.
God, I bet you can see the whole print on
dude,
there
you can
too,
see
dude.
My fucking, my hand was on his fucking shoulder. And you can see my forearm print all the way across his chest.
God damn. Man.
And he was wearing a shirt. So the next time someone else asked me, and this guy's actually one of my friends, but he was like, he just like does it for like a little YouTube shit. I'm like, yeah. All right, cool. Well, he caught me at the wrong time. Effie's in the video.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Effie's in the video. He caught me at the wrong time. Yeah, I done had my.
Chopped the fuck out of him.
No, I was chopping up beforehand. Straight off the edge, brother. I was chopping up beforehand, and then he asked me, son. You want me to do what? All right. And like, I'm in the video, like, you know, I'm gonna fuck you up, right?
You say it to him.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I know. So fine, let's do it. He takes his shirt off. Ugh. I fucking chop him. Pow! He falls down. He falls. Oh! He falls down, gets back up. That fucking sucked, man. Thank you for watching my video. And when he stands back up, because some other wrestlers had chopped him beforehand. No one's dropping these niggas. I'm dropping folks. So, like, they like had a couple of red handprints. I fucking chop him. Boom, hits the ground, stands back up. His chest is black.
There is no part of me that would want you to fucking do that.
Hell no. All right, man.
I bet it hurts like a motherfucker.
Not to me, but like to most people, yeah. I'm cut different. I'm built different. Like, I'm built for tough.
No, you're a box Chevy. You're made for America.
No, uh-huh. Box Chevy. Nah, nigga.
Man, what do you tell people who come up to you and say, man, wrestling's fake?
I was like, look at these scars on my body. Bitch.
I bet that does suck. I bet you do.
I just take my shirt off and be like, you want to tell me that again? They're like, you know what? I'll take it back. Take it back, man. Like, exactly.
Say, I don't want no chops. I don't want no chops.
God, what did get you to say yes to your first? If you don't have a wrestling background, then you did death matches. All right. What made you want to do your, like,
so, I dive for head first into. All
right. So, like, with death matches is because, like, I had already done a lot in wrestling before I did death matches. I had won a lot of titles. I had already staked my claim in wrestling as myself. So I'm like, fuck. If I'm good at this shit, I'm about to go to your shit and be better than you at your shit. Cause mm-hmm. I just wanna be better. I just wanna fucking prove to each and every single one of these niggas that I'm not these other motherfuckers. I really am about this shit. Yeah. So if I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna show y'all motherfuckers I can do this better than you can.
And that's how you started into it.
That death matches, yeah.
So have you traveled overseas too?
I've been to Mexico and Canada.
I bet Mexico is cool.
Boy, I did 2 weeks in Mexico. In Mexico City because I was doing it for DTU.
Dude, Mexico City is nuts for wrestling.
Don't listen to this shit. So I get off an airplane. Fucking go through customs, get back in. I'm sitting there waiting for someone to come pick me up.
Yeah.
And this is what I just figured out about how fucking crazy Mexico is. So I'm sitting out there smoking a Black and Mild. Everybody looking at me crazy because I'm a nigga smoking a Black and Mild sitting on the fucking airport, sitting on the floor of the airport at Mexico City. I look up and there's this big ass Hummer with a nigga in a fucking turret spinning around that bitch just scanning with a fucking machine gun. I said, you know what? I ain't leaving fucking hotels. I ain't going out. You niggas got me fucked up. No, sir. Just niggas walking around with guns and shit. I'm like, yeah, you ain't catching me slacking. I already, I got my gold rim glasses and shit. I look, yep, a fucking, I look like I ain't got no reason to be down there. I look like I'm a fucking, I look like a walking fucking, I look like I do not need to be in Mexico. And I'm in Mexico City. I ain't in no tourist spot.
You're not, no.
I'm in the fucking slums with these niggas. Cancun. So I was like, why the fuck are you here, yeah, buddy? I look like I don't belong. Yeah. I understand that. If they would rob me, I would have, I couldn't even be mad. I was like, I get it, bro. I get why you did that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be here. You're right. I did like 2 weeks down there, bro. It was correction. Kind of cool.
I bet it was fun.
But like, once you get like adjusted to being around everything, they know I can't speak no fucking Spanish.
Right.
My favorite saying down there is no habla español.
You got that Google Translate on your phone?
Hell no. Fuck that. No habla español.
So I bet down there, though, as far as like matches up here compared to down there, I bet it's nice that you can just go to the pharmacy and get whatever you want.
Hey, the pharmacy.
I mean, you can. You just walk up and get whatever cheap.
First off, I've never done steroids.
Well, I didn't say steroids.
Oh, you said like, pharmacy. Yeah, so I'm thinking pharmacy. Yeah, you think I'm taking pharmaceuticals?
No. I meant like just like being able to just go to get whatever meds and feel better, like some anti-inflammatories or whatever.
Oh, dude, I don't even take pain pills.
You don't take
pain pills? I don't take pain pills. I barely take Tylenol.
Damn, I would think you'd have to take some anti-inflammatory.
Nigga, have you never seen these motherfuckers? These motherfuckers love muscle relaxers. Yeah, I'm not trying to have no heart attack, nigga. Yeah. I talked about chopping up. Can't mix them. Yeah, pick a demon. Yeah. Pick a demon, man. I go up, I don't go down.
So I think this every time I watch a match. How often have you farted from taking a back bump?
Dude, all right, this one time in Chattanooga, bro.
I like how that started.
One time, Chattanooga, dude, I was wearing this like yellow Kill Bill, like you know the Uma Thurman Kill Bill, the fucking Game of Death fit. I got one custom made for me. So it was my second match of the night. I go to do this Phoenix Splash, you know the fucking 450 splash with the turn. I do that. Dude moves like I'm supposed to. I land on my stomach. Fuck it. If I didn't have my black under trunks on, boy. Full fucking blowout.
You shit yourself?
Nigga, I didn't shit myself, boy. I fucking shit everything I had the past week out, boy.
Golly.
He said, dude gives me a submission. I said, we gotta go home. He's like, why? I said, I fucking shit myself. I go to the back. He said, thank you, man. I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm so sorry. I'll talk about this later. I go to the bathroom. I pull my fucking pants off. The yellow's fine. I said, okay, let's see the damage. I pull my under trunks off, man. It looked like it fucking from the front to the back. Like my skin came off.
Oh, God.
Front to the back. Oh, God. So I'm in the fucking, it's in a high school bathroom, it's in a high school gym. So I'm in the
throw
fucking
those
sink.
Motherfuckers away.
I'm in the fucking sink. Oh, dude, I had to wash them, bro, because they were special to me. I'm in the sink washing my ass with fucking paper. I'm not talking about the inside of my cheeks. I'm talking about the whole ass. It fucking spread everywhere. Out. It looked like a fucking baby's diaper.
God damn.
I can smell it already.
I think that every time I see somebody take a bath bomb, I'm like, oh, that probably.
I threw them in a plastic bag, then threw them in a Ziploc bag, and then I washed them that way just so I wouldn't have to smell that shit on the way home.
You know, the fact that doesn't happen more is actually kind of shocking, honestly.
Wait, why you want me to shit myself so much, man?
No, I'm just saying that wrestlers shit themselves during matches.
Oh, some of these
stuff,
niggas
man.
Do, bro. Some of these niggas be fucking stanking it up out there, man.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, boy, I'm talking about, like, you hit a nigga with a power bomb, boom. One, two, what the fuck is that smell? you don't kick out, nigga, you kick out. And then you notice that this nigga just shit himself. And then you got another 10 minutes of this shit. 10 minutes.
You got to keep going.
And you're like, fuck, all my moves is where you put your ass right here, bro.
Oh, God. So, oh, God.
That's what, that sucks about being strong, nigga, because you have to pick niggas up. And when you pick niggas up, it means you have to be close to them. And usually they ass is somewhere near your facial area. And that ass air is just spread around in the fucking air. And you just smelling that shit, boy. It's just stanky ass air.
So if you live in Lexington, you can do Phoenix Splash. Where are you practicing at? You got to practice somewhere.
Practice.
Do you not practice? Like, you don't practice moves?
You talking about the match or practice?
Just moves.
Man. I mean, the match is where I be beating niggas' ass. But you want to talk about practice? I'm talking practice.
Do you really not, like?
He got it now.
I got it now. But like, yeah, Phoenix Splash is not something you just whip out.
Dude, look at me. I'm fucking black, man. I told you I'm a fucking black, man. I'm an athlete.
So you really just like never tried that before, just saying, I think I can do this. I think I can hit this thing.
Okay, so like one time I was getting ready to fucking go to Orlando. I was in Indianapolis. And I was like just messing around with some homies in the ring. I said, I'm going to try Phoenix Splash.
And that was that.
I was like, let me flip. All right. Whoop, whoop. Oh, shit, I can do it. Okay, cool. I started doing it after that.
So, yeah, it's like doing a 450 with a twist. Yeah.
You start like you're doing a moonsault.
Yeah.
But you twist in the air and do a 450 splash.
And you just did that.
That's a hell of a move.
I'm like 245, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, like, and not all those rings are made like where it really helps you out much.
Man, none of them rings are made to fucking help you out. Them motherfuckers hurt so goddamn bad.
Dude, I bet you're on like straight boards when you land on a lot of these.
Straight boards with like a fucking like a gymnastics mat, dude. This shit sucks.
I could say that, yeah. So which one is wrestling harder than football, or did you find football? Like, which one?
Everybody be like, oh, wrestling's so tough. Fuck that.
These
niggas had never done a summer two-a-day practice for the first 2 weeks of school.
Really?
You ain't got nobody on campus. Because we get up there like a month early.
Yeah.
So when I first got there my freshman year, I did the summer semester. So I got to school early. So ain't nobody on campus during summer. Then it goes from that summer semester into the fall camp. And that starts in the fucking middle of August. So it's like 100 degrees outside. You got to practice twice a fucking day. Yeah. You still got to lift weights. You still got to watch film. You got to do all this shit. You do that for like 3 weeks straight.
Which you do not do in wrestling.
Jeez, Nick.
I think I told you that. I mean, I played high school football, and I was like two-a-days. It's probably the worst feeling, especially growing up in the South where it's 95 plus every day.
It's humid.
I don't care what level ball you at, but if you're in pads and helmets and it's 95 degrees, that shit sucks. That shit sucks so bad.
I don't give a fuck what these pro wrestling
so
niggas think.
Bad.
Nigga, y'all not doing that. Y'all not doing that, bro. And then you have to do it against high level athletes.
Right.
So you have to go out here and fucking go fucking chase niggas running 4.4s and shit.
Yeah.
For fucking 3 hours. Yeah. Then you fucking go eat food, go watch film, try to take a nap in the locker room, and then go chase the same niggas again.
I'm saying, if you're competitive and want to get on the field, get time, want to start, and you're going all out too.
Yes.
You're throwing up. I threw up a whole gallon one time.
Oh, God.
Like, I remember after practice one time, I drank probably a gallon of Gatorade.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like that. And I bet it wasn't 5 seconds later that whole gallon came back up.
One time when I was in high school, bro, I was trying to wake up to go fucking morning practice. It's in the middle of the summer, too. So, like, fuck, I did this dumbass shit. I went and got a fucking caramel frappuccino.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
All that goddamn sugar.
All that fucking
milk.
Sugar. All that fucking milk, boy. So, I got done lifting weights. They didn't bother me then. I forgot I had to run. That belly started jumping.
Oh, God.
Boy, that shit looked like fucking the devil came out of me. Like, it was the nastiest. It like, you ever throw it up off brown liquor, and you just look in the toilet, and you're like, what the fuck? That's what that frappuccino looked like. Man, that shit was nasty, nigga. That's the last time I drank fucking milk before practice.
Man, I remember talking about folk shit. I remember I played quarterback, and I didn't know at the time the center, he had taken a shit before practice.
He wiped his ass, did he?
It's not good. And I remember, like, we were going through the office of drills, and I kept remembering, I said, man, something smells like shit. And then I put my mouthpiece in, and I smelled my hand. My hand smelled like shit. And, you know, I've been, you know, going under the center the whole time. I was like, the guy's name was Danny. I said, Danny, man, you taking shit early? He's like, yeah, man. I said, no. My hand smelled like shit the whole practice because I kept doing this under the center. I said, oh, my God, that shit stink. And I'm touching my mouthpiece and everything. God, it was so bad. Like I said, it looked like 20, 25 years ago. I still remember that.
You look like you had like a high top fade when you played. Like, you know the quarterbacks, the high top fade with the crop top football jersey with the loose ass sleeves.
No, I had a high top fade. I had the fade. I had a little fade, the little juvie one time. Then I had the waves. Like, I mean, we were talking about this a while, but you know, people did the wave check.
Yeah.
We didn't call it wave check back then, but I mean, people did that. I remember going to school, and then as soon as I get out the car, I take the thing off, had the lines around
the do-rag where you fucking lines right across your forehead.
Because you put them things tight as hell.
That's a motherfucker, boy. That shit don't move when you sleep.
Hey, you didn't want it to come off when you slept.
I'm talking about you wake up and look like someone put a fucking credit card across your fucking forehead.
You had the tie imprint for the do-rag on your head because you tied it so damn tight. So when you took it off, I mean, it's just a whole imprint in your forehead.
You know what I like to do nowadays? I like to go out with a do-rag on.
Mm-hmm.
And they be like, AJ, what you got on underneath there? I pull that bitch off. It's fucking bald. Bald, shining, boy. I start rubbing my head. Yeah, what's up? What's up, man? I'm fucking my fucking skin spinning, boy.
What does make the hair do wipes? Like, what product do you have to use for that?
Black pomade.
Okay, so that's all it is. You're just brushing it in.
Yeah, you brush it 1,000
times. I never had waves.
You never did it?
Fuck no, that's too much goddamn time.
It was a lot of time.
It's a lot of time.
I'm talking about have niggas in a mirror for about an hour straight.
That wood brush.
Brushing it.
They scalp damn near bleeding and shit.
Hey, but I'm telling you, man, the best thing when you get that haircut and they do that first pass. And you see them waves.
No, fuck that. Just that part. Like, the first fucking haircut, when that first chop, when you get out the chair and you do this, boy, it's the most powerful feeling in the world.
But I'm going to say, like, even before that, like, when it first passed and you see the waves, it's all the work was worth it.
Man, see, I ain't ever had waves. I just know, I used to have hair. I can still grow hair if I wanted to, but I just don't want to. You can't grow no hair.
Hey, I'm the same way. So we talked about this. So you remember a handful of years ago, Shaq and Dwayne Wade did a bet, and whoever lost the bet had to try to grow out their hair. And so I think it was D Wade or Shaq. They grew it out, and it stopped up here. So that's what mine would look like if it grew all back.
I tried so hard during COVID
would
cut, to get
it
him
would
to
come
grow
right
it out.
Here.
Hey, since we talking about like bald niggas that can grow hair, you know how I knew Kobe Bryant ain't got no damn sense? That nigga was purposely bald for the last half of his career, bro. That nigga was bald with a fucking fresh line every time.
His hairline was still back here, though.
Hold on. Kobe Bryant 96, that motherfucker pushed back too.
That's what I'm saying.
Kobe with the fro, that motherfucker was halfway through his head. Have you ever noticed every good basketball player fucking got an awful haircut? LeBron, Michael Jordan, Kobe,
KD.
That nigga got BBs on top of his head. Kevin Garnett. Shaq, Clyde Drexler, all them niggas' hair fucked off.
Patrick Ewing probably had the worst.
No. Fucking Tim Hardaway. That nigga like a fucking milk dud out there.
Tim Hardaway had the worst?
Tim Hardaway crossing the fuck out of niggas with a fucking milk dud on his head.
I don't remember which haircut you're talking about. Hell, I think he had waves.
He ain't have no hair.
Where are you going? To the bathroom? All right, hey, I'm going to pause it real quick. I'm going to go to and then we'll fish. So we always have a good time when we record. Yeah, it's always a good time. All right, so you got a show coming up on April 13th, not the 18th, at Cobra.
Yeah, me versus you, beat your motherfucking ass.
And a loser leaves town.
No, it's in a AJ Gray whips your ass for calling me Beetlejuice, nigga.
You said loser leaves town.
I can't go back to Cobra. I got banned from Cobra.
Wait, did you really?
No.
All I'm about to say, man.
No. No, we've been, heck, I haven't been to Cobra in a while, actually.
I was there last night, man.
Were you?
Yeah.
What was going on there last
man,
night?
Man, they did that blood rave shit, nigga.
A blood what?
Blood rave.
What's that? Yeah.
So they had like some farm. I didn't go to that side, man. This shit. I was on the other side. Just talking, smoking cigarettes, fucking drinking.
Yeah.
Chop, chop. Yeah, let's go. Just having a good night last night. Now, they were doing blood rave on the other side. I heard they had like fucking niggas with fire and shit. Like, because they do the SLC stuff. That she lost control of that goth party.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
It was that. But they, like, every 30-minute increments, they fucking squirt fake blood.
Like it's a blade in there.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Nah, I was trying. I put my black shoes on because I was like, all right, this is kind of tight. I'm trying to get some blood on me, nigga. I ain't got to bleed for real. So I'm trying to get some blood on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I kept missing it.
Was it? So it wasn't that cool.
I didn't get to see the blood.
You ain't just poke your head in there?
Nah, I poked my head in there. I paid my little $15 to get my little ticket so I can go in there and get my blood on me.
Yeah.
I just kept fucking up and missing the time. I look at my phone. Damn it.
God. So they had like a blood fountain.
I don't know.
Something.
I don't know. I didn't get to see it.
Did you see
it? I tried to.
I know they had two of these. I don't know if they've had a third, but do you remember they had Cum Fest?
Yes. Yes. I accidentally walked in there one day when they did it.
So what's the Cum Fest?
Bro.
It's what it sounds
like. It's exactly
like.
What it is. Yes.
Is it like the blood rave where they shoot cum out?
Nigga, yes. I mean, niggas is dressed up with like fucking cum outfits, bro.
Neon. Like, so like it glows under black light.
Why? Yeah, about to show on the 13th. So, yes, it's, the so, Cum Fest was exactly so what it said.
Y'all didn't check out Cobra. Cobra's a great bar.
Real cum, fake cum.
I'm hoping it was
a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
I didn't.
When
go.
Some
didn't
shows,
go.
When some shows that. Happen, I sit over there at the furthest end table and I just mind my fucking business. Niggas coming out with like squeaky squeaks and shit. I don't need to know how they got there, buddy.
Well, so tell us about your show.
Yeah, man.
April 13th.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, we got a Wax playing.
What's it like, called?
It's a Barroom Blitz.
Got it.
Barroom Blitz for Circle 6, man. Because we do like no ring shows, but we also like to incorporate music and shit to it, too. So, like, we're going to have a Dogpile. There's a Nashville band, and Wax is another Nashville band. We're going to have them playing, bro. You're going to have like fucking six hard ass niggas out there fucking beating the shit out of each other.
You're the main event?
Goddamn right.
Goddamn right.
Goddamn right.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm about to beat the tarnation out of my neck, the nigga I'm fighting.
Okay.
Beat the fucking Wile E. Coyote out that motherfucker, man. He said, don't talk about the violence, but nigga, I'm going to get violent, boy.
So the premise of this is, so there's no ring. Do you go throughout Cobra or will it just be on the venue side?
All right, so when we first ran it, it was on the venue side. And I took that motherfucker all the way across that whole goddamn bar. Took it out to the back. I'm talking about busting glass and shit all out there. I fucking bled all every fucking ounce of that bar. Had my goddamn DNA in the bitch. But this one's going to be on the outside.
Just mm-hmm. outside.
It's going to be because you know how they have to do outside venue shows. They'll pull that guardrail down. They've been doing shows out there. So like they want us to be outside. So I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah.
So it's going to be just outside then?
Yeah, I think so.
So if it rains, is it going to be rain or shine?
Nigga, we going to get down.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
We going to get down. Have you ever fought in the rain? It's kind of intimate, bro.
It would look very Batman-like.
Dude, fuck Batman.
It would look cool.
Fuck Batman. It's a bitch-ass superhero, bro.
He's not my favorite.
Yeah. All right, back to the show, man. I forgot I'm supposed to be talking about this, but damn, I keep getting off track.
No. That's our thing. That's our thing. Yeah.
sorry. Fuck Batman. Let me get this out. Fuck you, Bruce Wayne.
Cry, baby bitch.
Fuck you, nigga. You got this goddamn money. You want to just go beat up low-level criminals.
That money and just fucking bitching.
Yo, no. Listen to this shit. Have you ever watched the actual Batman shit? This nigga get the fucking shit beat out of him by every real fucking supervillain. All the niggas be beating his ass. Bane whipped his dog shit out of his ass. Fucking when Arnold Schwarzenegger was an ice nigga, was whooping George Clooney ass. All these niggas be beating Batman's ass. Unless you're like a fucking nigga who steals a purse.
I don't understand.
He be dog walking them niggas and then everybody else just start fading him, bro.
I've never understood how anybody could think that he could beat Superman. There's no way in fuck he could ever beat Superman.
Who said that?
That's always been a comic debate. Even the that Superman movie versus came Batman, out, Batman won. Batman would never fucking beat Superman. Why is that even Superman. A debate?
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. It Superman, shouldn't be. Like, he's fast.
You know what? You know what Superman? Superman versus Batman Superman is. Would
crush him.
This is gonna be a fucking wild take right here. Superman versus Batman. This is like fucking when you say Bob Cousy.
It's like
is
you
a
versus
point.
Me at Cobra.
No, it's yeah, and yeah. he winning. Batman's the biggest cop. Win. Batman's the biggest cop in America, bro. Batman's a fucking cop. That's why he wins because he gets Superman locked up on some bullshit. Superman's a nigga. Superman is black.
Batman
is a white man in America.
Batman's
he
American
gonna hold
dream.
Us down. That's why he won. He shouldn't win. He shouldn't win.
But he's gonna prevail.
Yeah, Batman is the best 1960s superhero of all time.
He finds all the dirt on you.
He finds the fucking kryptonite. Oh yeah, nigga, I heard you like kryptonite, buddy. Here you go.
That's how Batman always wins is kryptonite.
I just
which
happen
is still
to find some kryptonite.
There's no way he could fucking beat him. There's no way. Bro.
He has money. He's money and white.
Yeah, his power is money. That's his superpower.
Go, go, gadget ass nigga, man.
That's the superpower.
So, April 13th.
April 13th,
what
yes.
time? What time does the show start?
The doors are at 6 p.m. And I think we're open doing everything at 7. Every show
and there's
starts
six,
at
7. Six matches.
Oh, no, no. I think the doors are at 5 and the show starts at 6. It's one of those two.
Okay. But there's five matches. Six matches.
Three matches.
Three matches? Three oh, matches. I thought you just said six matches. Okay,
no,
so
no, no.
Three.
We had three
six
matches people. And two bands. Six people.
Oh, okay. So are the bands in between the matches?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So are the bands going to play during the match? I mean, man, I'd hope so.
Is the band going to be set up outside too?
Yeah. So I might power bomb a nigga through a drum set.
So where are you getting ready over there and stuff? Are you just going to be hanging out?
Nigga,
who knows?
I want to see you run.
I wear jeans and black forces to the ring, bro.
You do?
So I ain't got to get ready. I'm born ready.
You stay ready.
Stay ready. You don't have to get ready if you stay ready.
Yeah, nigga.
I want to see you run somebody through the fence.
All right.
Please do that.
All right. So here, I got a story about that fence. I've already broke that fence once before. They didn't know about it.
I need to see that.
All right. So like one of my friends, he was training to be a wrestler, and he's on the show Hardway Heater.
Okay.
Yeah, he was on the last one. His wife, we were all getting drunk out there, and she was like, yeah, give me a chop. Garrett, give me a chop. I said,
The wife asked it?
Yeah, she was asking her husband to give her a chop because she was training to be a wrestler.
Fuck?
Listen.
Why?
Shut up, man. Let me finish my story. All
right.
Anyways, I'm good and just getting fucking in the night. I'm outside. So I see this, and I say, nigga, you ain't finished training. If anybody gonna chop somebody out here, I'ma chop you. She said, okay. I said, what you mean, okay? Yeah, chop me. I look at him, I said, hey man, that's your wife. He said, she wants it. I said, all right. Pow! She goes flying back, hits the fucking fence, and breaks one of the boards in half.
Holy shit.
Is she trying to wrestle?
No.
She just wants to
chop. She's just drunk. We're just drunk having fun, you know. You know, you get drunk, do some dumb shit.
Did you break her titty?
No.
God.
Just broke the fence.
Good God.
And last time we were out there, we broke one of them plastic tables. So if you go outside, you see a plastic table with like a big ass dent in it. Sorry.
That was you.
Yeah. We brought like two of them.
Wrestling's real.
Wrestling's
real. Niggas is fake.
Do you have that on a shirt?
No.
You should.
No, because both motherfuckers like you will wear it.
I wouldn't. No.
What was that?
I wouldn't wear it.
Yeah, I thought you mumbled something right there.
I wouldn't wear it. No. I didn't.
Yeah. I see a white man with a fucking mustache wearing niggas is fake on their shirt. I will lose my fucking mind.
You know what? So you are right about that. There would be some white
people. Bro, that'd be the only people buying the shirt.
You are 100%. There would be. There would be.
God,
there absolutely would be. I didn't think about that, but yeah, that idea would backfire.
That would make so much money in the worst way possible.
It would sell out. You couldn't keep.
Oh no, no, you couldn't keep that.
I'm
no,
talking
no,
about
no,
that
no.
be the biggest fucking T-shirt on Broadway.
It would be Austin 316 for you.
Wrestling is real. Niggas is fake. I'm telling you, watch Chad from Chi Omega or whatever the fuck them from fraternities is called
from Lexington.
No, relax. Relax. I'm talking about these niggas over at Belmont and Vanderbilt. They be wearing them shirts. Talking about niggas is fake. What you mean, Hunter? What do you mean? What do you mean, Brad?
I like that you said Hunter.
Fucking Christ. That's the whitest name I can think of, man.
Cody.
Nah, dude. Fucking Earl. Earl wearing a
you
shirt.
Think Earl's the white?
Dale.
Hunter, Cody.
Cody's pretty white.
Brad,
man.
Chad. Thatcher.
Thatcher. That's a pretty white
name
one.
People Thatcher nowadays. Yo, you name your kid Thatcher. You deserve to get bullied like he did. What the fuck? What's your name, young man? Thatcher. Get your ass out of my classroom. You can't fucking teach no nigga named Thatcher.
Hell no. So how much? So you can buy tickets in advance.
Tickets in advance. If you go to my Instagram at RichHomieJuice, my ticket link's in my bio.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets in advance is $20, and it's gonna be $25 at the door. So save that $5 and just buy the ticket early.
It's gonna sell out, I would say.
I mean, this Nashville, man.
Mm-hmm.
Usually this shit, I don't know. I hope it sells out. I make a lot of money.
Yeah. But shit. Boy.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah. I would love to sell
that's
out.
That's the point.
That's why you do it.
No, I do it because I like to beat the shit out of people too. I'm not going to lie.
So after your match, you really want the fans to come talk to you, right?
After the match, I want you to leave me alone because I'm going to do things that I cannot speak on this podcast.
Oh, okay. That sounds fair.
Yeah.
But it's going to be at Cobra, right? You're going to do it at Cobra, right?
That's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there, brother. You're not setting me up. Listen, man. You getting real incriminatory. Hey. You looking like Bokeem Woodbine right
Bokeem
now.
Bokeem Woodbine.
Yeah, that nigga's devious in all these moves. You trying to get me set up.
Hey.
How did you even come up with this idea? So, I mean, was it the group that came up with it? Or have you done it before?
Yeah. No, the group came up with it. They, like... Some of the aspects of it, like I got to put my input on it, like with the fucking when I was telling you about I was telling y'all earlier before we started this during the last one, during my match, I had the fucking music playing throughout with my homies rapping,
yeah,
and it would rap throughout the match, and the match would start going off that. That was my idea, but like the whole idea,
I bet
the
that was cool.
It was fucking tight.
Yeah.
It was tight. I walked out to him saying, yeah. He said, fuck that short shit. I got long bread. I threw this fucking bundle of tubes. Fucking shit flies everywhere, nigga. And I can't hear the crowd because the music's playing. But these niggas are like, yeah! All this shit. And like, we're fucking going to the beat of the fucking song. The music ends. We take the bitch outside. I'm flipping off the back porch of the fucking Cobra. Flipping off the back porch onto this nigga. Doing moonsaults off the tables.
What?
Yeah, dude. We went through like a fucking entire box of light tubes. Dude, this shit was crazy.
You did a flip onto gravel? God damn.
Off the picnic table out there.
No. I did the moonsault off the picnic table. No, I did a flip. It wasn't on the gravel. It was onto a nigga who was standing on gravel. Big difference.
There is a big difference. Yeah. There is a big difference.
See, yeah. See, here's the video. See, yeah. I got the niggas performing.
So, I watched one of these that they did, and I thought it looked cool as shit.
Yeah, here, I'm talking about bitch.
That's a shitload of light tubes, too.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, he even started dancing. See, he told you the music playing. I'm fucking enjoying this shit, nigga.
You really have gotten yourself in a hell of a shake, man.
Yeah, nigga. I'm brolic.
How much blood y'all spread that night?
A lot.
God damn, those gusset boards. Ugh.
Yeah, those some bitches fucking suck.
I bet
suck.
They fucking suck.
Dude, the tubes don't bother me.
I think the Coke cans would suck.
I ain't getting... Fuck that, nigga.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, and I'm not doing it. So, yeah, when I say we went all across this whole fucking bitch, yeah, we went everywhere. Yeah, so, go downstairs. Yeah, whoops.
Oh, shit.
And a lit a cigarette up on his ass after that.
So some of these matches, yeah, they'll have a board with like cut in half Coke cans on it.
And yeah, so cut that beer can in half. You feel how sharp it is.
You know how much that would fucking suck?
Yeah, don't ask me.
Fucking suck so bad.
Yeah,
who thinks of that?
There's a bunch of them where I'm like,
a bunch of niggas do not wash their armpits.
You might be taking too far.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who the man? You know what would be really cool if we cut that can?
There was one spot not long ago that, like, they went way far. It was like through a shitload of glass from the top of a ladder and all kinds of shit. It was going, it was like pretty viral on Twitter.
Oh, from a fucking that GCW show?
Yeah,
like, bro. I think... And then, dude, fucking. Okay, so he does a sidewalk slant. Shit. Can you hear me?
Good. Yeah,
yeah, just keep talking. All
right, so he did a sidewalk slam off like a fucking scaffold. Hold on, let me plug this bitch. I can't hear him. I don't fuck it anyway.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right, so he did a sidewalk slam off the scaffold. It's like a, they set this shit up weird because they had like bar stools. They're not using chairs, they're using bar stools and shit. And it's like on some glass panes on some boards. Well, that didn't break none of that goddamn fall off that fucking 12 feet. I could see it. So he hits it, boom, hits the sidewalk slam. The dude who hits it, he's like, oh, yeah, huh? But the dude who took it, boy, he's over here throwing up crip and blood and shit. Fucking his arm swung over. His fucking feet set. He gangbanging and shit. Fingers that nigga out like a light. I'm like, guys, the fuck we doing, man?
Were they still trying to fight? Were they still going?
Well, shit. I mean, the other, but everybody else had to finish the match. He wasn't finishing shit, boy. He was fucking, dude, fucking threw up GD, crip. Vice Lord, he throwing up all.
Vice Lord.
That arm stiff as fuck. And I'm like, damn, bro. Come on, man. Come on, man. If we're going to do this shit, we got to do it a little bit safer, bro.
Did you see that bump that Darby Allin took in Sting's retirement match?
Darby Allin got no goddamn sense.
Bro. He's got no fucking sense. This motherfucker
every time
laying straight on his back from 15 feet in the air through glass on the floor.
On purpose?
Yes. Yes. He doesn't. Nobody. Nobody just catches watch him.
Just watch it like he just. I ain't got no good. I ain't got no good history with ladders.
Nobody
either.
Catches him, but or anything.
Nah, bro. It's like he had a nigga like put his head over. I'm sorry. Put his head over the glass. So it's like, oh, okay. And he just stood.
It lands like, straight on his back on the floor.
Nigga hit through the ground. Boom.
God. Immediately cut wide the fuck open everywhere.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, so he was had a ladder inside the ring, climbs that ladder.
The ring's like 4 feet, it's like elevated like a 4 or 5 foot lift.
He was
and
legit,
climbs up to the top of a 12 foot ladder on top of that.
He was legit every bit of 15 feet in the air and lands on his back on the ground.
Don't.
Oh, dude, I was like, why the fuck do that? This is a terrible fucking idea.
Hey, man, he getting paid a lot of money. I salute him.
He's making money.
But
he's making money for sure.
Man. After what happened to me, he broke, ballroom with
the next match, he broke his fucking foot.
Bro, he be taking some of the wildest shit.
He takes like dumb bumps.
Everything I've ever seen him take in his whole career, like ever since he first did this Evolve thing, where Ethan Page threw him, he had a military press, threw him. From the ring into this fucking, like that post right there. From inside the ring into that. Boom. Fucking fall straight down. Boom. I'm like, this nigga insane. This nigga got no goddamn
sense. He takes
some
dumb ones, man. Boy,
how long he been doing it?
I don't know. Not that long.
A little longer than me.
Has he really?
Yeah.
He's trying to be like a new Jeff Hardy, I feel. Like he's the one that takes the dumb bump on the show.
Jeff Hardy got more bitches, though.
Jeff Hardy's got way more bitches.
Jeff Hardy was the original Mr. Bitches.
He got a lot of
nigga,
pussy.
It is 2024.
And he still can.
All the women and men still dress like Jeff Hardy.
They do.
Everyone dressed like Jeff Hardy. Think about that. You got these niggas out here with purple hair and the fishnet fucking things. They even doing a little fucking dance. And I'm not talking about no wrestling show. I'm talking about real fucking life. The Jeff Hardy influence on life is crazy. Lil Uzi Vert dressed like Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
How yo got niggas winning Grammys dressing like the Hardy Boys, nigga?
Oh, so this week's WrestleMania, he's got three shows in Philadelphia this week.
No,
AJ.
Yeah, I got to fly up there Wednesday.
So WrestleMania was in Tampa like a few years ago. He had 10 matches
in 4 days. No, 3 days. 3 days.
3 days.
Good night.
That is fucking nuts.
That's a lot of work.
Goddamn right it was.
Dude, I bet you took some time off, man.
Yeah, actually, I tore my MCL.
No shit. Yeah.
I took like fucking 3 weeks off after that.
That was it?
Yeah.
Did you have to have surgery?
I have a torn bicep right now.
God damn. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You can fucking see this, son of a bitch.
So when are you going to get that repaired?
Hey man, why are you asking so many questions?
I guess you're right. My bad. You ain't got an answer to me.
Yeah, whoa, whoa. What do you mean by that, Whitman?
All right. So, anything else we want to promote?
Promote drug deals.
Sounds good.
I promote my Instagram, mm-hmm. my Twitter at Rich Homie Juice. Promote.
April 13th,
Cobra, be there.
Maroon
Don't
Blitz,
be no pussy ass nigga and not show up. Actually show up. Support local fucking shows. What else?
Amen.
Support my wallet by buying my shit.
Mm-hmm. Wrestling is real.
Niggas is fake.
I can't say that part.
I can.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just show up, man. Just show up. Have a fucking blast with us, man, because we're about to go out there and beat the shit out of everybody.
Sounds good to me. AJ, thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, man. Happy Easter, nigga.
Happy.
He is risen.
Happy Easter. He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen. Y'all have a good one. Take care. All right, man.